This is Jeremiah, and I'm sitting here with Thomas. How's it going?
Good, man. How about yourself, Jeremiah?
I'm doing great. Welcome to WizWorld Comic Con.
Glad to be here.
Have you been to Portland before?
This is my second time in Portland. The first time, actually, was to write my album Security, which is here at the show. You can pick up a copy on CD or vinyl. It's the only album out of six that I've ever printed to vinyl. And I wrote it with my friend Caleb Turman and Rico Garcia. Caleb still lives here in town. He used to be in a band that's dismembered now, but Forever the Sickest Kids was the band. And we wrote the album in like 5 days back in 2014, and the album came out in 2015.
Well, I'd have to say Portland's probably the best city to record an actual album, because Portland loves records as opposed to CDs.
Yeah, I wish I would have had the chance to record it here. Like I said, I just got inspired here and wrote it. So Caleb was from, I believe, Texas, but he was living up here with his girlfriend at the time, and now they're married and everything. So, so it was a very cool time. And, I mean, writing an entire album of 10 songs in 5 days is pretty respectable.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Most people don't even know you do music. When did that start up?
I started playing when I was like 14, and I recorded a few albums that you'll never hear when I was like 17 to 20 something. And then in 2008, I released my first of this like six album sort of sound that I liked. And I've been touring since then. I've played like over 600 shows in the States and the UK and Europe. But, you know, obviously without being on a major label and all that marketing sort of push behind it, it's not surprising that people wouldn't necessarily know about it, because there's a lot of bands out there. I mean, you know, every major city and every minor city across the world has great music.
Oh, Portland has a great scene over here.
Yeah.
And you're performing tonight. Where are you performing?
I'm playing at the Barrel Room tonight. It's the, it started out as the unofficial Wizard World after party when I got booked there, and then it became the official Wizard World after party for both nights. So I'm doing a set tonight at 10 o'clock, and then I'm going to jam with Kit and Mark and Steven and Shannon all in the house band tonight. So it'll be fun.
Oh, very nice. So what do you play in the band?
I'm the rhythm guitarist, obviously songwriter and lead singer. So tonight I'm going to do some acoustic songs, and then, like I said, I'll jam with the house band.
What style of music do you play?
It's rock. So, like, if you dig Foo Fighters, then you would definitely dig what we do.
I'm a huge Foo Fighter. Who isn't a big Foo Fighters fan, actually?
Well, I agree with you. There are some that I would sure differ, but I haven't met any of them yet.
I've met one, and my wife says you can't trust them. You're actually performing here, too, right? How many sets are you performing here?
I do sets on Friday and Saturday, so I'll be playing at 7 o'clock on the entertainment stage. Just like a little quick half-hour acoustic teaser set.
All right, and then when you do Comic Cons, do you get to explore the city at all, or is it pretty much just hanging out here in hotels?
It depends, you know. Like, I get into town usually on Wednesday beforehand, so I usually get a chance to, like, at least go check out, like, a cool spot for dinner. On Wednesday, we went to the Screen Door, and apparently, like, we were very lucky we got a table right away, because, I mean, it was packed, but there wasn't a line when we went, so we got very, very lucky.
You can have an hour and a half plus wait there.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
We waited for like 5 minutes. We're just good timing.
What'd you get?
I got the brisket.
Was it good?
It was awesome.
I've only had chicken and waffles, and that was amazing.
They have chicken and waffles there?
Oh, so good.
Oh, dude, I blew it. I should have got the chicken and waffles.
Get up early tomorrow.
I had chicken and waffles. So this is what I guess when I experience the city, I get to experience the city's food. Because that's pretty much the only free time I really have. Not really too much time to explore in person. But obviously, a city can be defined by its awesome food.
And Portland has amazing food.
It does.
You have to hit a food cart, too, before you go home.
A what?
Portland food carts.
Food cart, okay.
Oh, we're known for food carts.
I tried some voodoo donuts this morning. So
you like it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
You're busy this morning. You're like, what, everywhere interviewing this morning?
Yeah, Thursday morning and Friday morning are like the, you know, sort of the press tours that we do. I mean, I've been doing every Wizard World since last May, mainly promoting Handbook for Mortals, which is a best-selling book that I'm going to be producing into a film.
What's that about?
It's about a young woman that moves to Las Vegas to join a magic show, but it turns out she can do real magic.
Okay. You got me already. I'm hooked. I can't wait.
You'll have to, check it out, and then do an interview with Lanny Sarum, the author who's here with me at Wizard World.
Done and done. Are you a fan of comics?
I am, yeah. Obviously, I didn't grow up, like, collecting comics like, you know, most, you know, comic book aficionados. But, I mean, I love everything in the realm of comics. I'm a big Star Wars geek and have been since before it was, you know, everywhere. Cool. Like, when it wasn't everywhere and I was the weirdo who liked Star Wars, that was me.
Yeah, back when it was weird to be the good guy.
Right.
Now it's like, whatever, you're following the crowd.
Exactly.
Here's the big question, DC or Marvel?
Ooh.
And why?
I mean, it's a tough question because there are some really good DC superheroes, but Marvel is a lot more fantastical to me, and so I'm gonna go Marvel, I think.
Is that just based off of the books and the movies, or just all together?
There's just a different tonality, I think, with the two. I like my fantastical sort of entertainment to take me away from real life, and I feel like DC comics tend to kind of deal like a little bit more, if that even makes sense, in more reality based.
Oh yeah.
You know, just because they, you know, you have like sort of problems that exist that are kind of similar to ours, and in the fantastical world of like Marvel, they have that too, but it's slightly more focused on the, you know, the fantastical.
I can see that. All right, I got a couple fan questions for you.
Okay.
Back in the 90s, you're in a few movies. Are you still recognized today for both those movies? Even though, like, I mean, you still look a little bit like Henry, but do you still get recognized for that?
I do, yeah, especially because it's the 25th anniversary of Rookie of the Year this year. And obviously the Cubs finally, you know, went and won the World Series in real life, not just in a movie.
About time.
And I do a lot of touring in the Midwest. So for a long time, it was only in, like, Chicago and Illinois where I get recognized as Henry Rongardner, and everywhere else it was, you know, Kevin from American Pie. And that's kind of shifted a little bit in recent times to be, like, a little bit more equal, at least in the States. Obviously, if I go overseas, then it's all about American Pie, and, you know, baseball's not as big everywhere else.
Even though you've been in, like, so many movies, are you still loving being recognized for those two main movies, even though, like, you've been in so many others?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very thankful for, you know, the success of those films. And, you know, I mean, American Pie is a billion-dollar franchise. It's opened up a lot of doors for me. So I'm definitely not mad. And I think as I was kind of growing up, I maybe tried to, you know, push my wares on, like, other work that I was doing. And now I sort of embrace it and can kind of, you know, poke fun at myself. In fact, I'm going to be doing a film later this year called Stealing Tom Nichols that I'm producing and directing, where I'm basically just going to make fun of myself and reference all of my own films for the movie and just, you know, kind of take a laugh at me.
Oh, those are the best movies, though.
Yeah.
And then, as a kid, what was it like working with Gary Busey?
Gary's crazy, but he was nice to me.
I can only imagine. Oh, man. And then you've also been in a few other movies. You played Frank Sinatra Jr.
I did, yeah.
And a young Walt Disney.
I did.
What was it like playing those two? Like, that's iconic right there, both of them.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. I really do enjoy playing the real-life people and portraying real-life people in film. So, obviously, you mentioned Frank Sinatra Jr., Walt Disney. I also portrayed Abbie Hoffman in the Chicago 8. And in the not-yet-to-be-released, I play Martin Scorsese in a James Franco directed film called Zeroville. So it's a lot of fun. It's a different kind of research when you're bringing that character to life, because obviously you need to study and learn about the actual person as opposed to kind of inventing your own backstory that serves the purpose of the story.
Were you nervous playing Walt?
Oh, for sure.
He's like, as far as icons go, he's probably like the biggest.
Yeah, yeah. I went and watched, because I got the phone call about it. They were like, do you want to play Walt Disney? I was like, yeah, of course. It'd be an honor. And they said, great, you start next week. So I had 1 week to prepare, and I watched Saving Mr. Banks. It was out like as like a screener at the time. So I went to my business partner's house. He had a copy of it. And I watched him, and I was like, you know, Tom Hanks did a great job, but that's the Walt that I know, that we all know. Like, I can see him, like, with a blue cardigan on and introducing, you know, Winnie the Pooh cartoons. But that's not the Walt that I was portraying in the film, because I was thinking about myself, like, in my 30s versus my early 20s and how different I was. So I just wanted to focus on his drive and sort of like belief in his idea, despite all of the, you know, failures that we see him go through in the movie and that he went through in his life.
Yeah. And then, okay, back to Comic-Con, which is why we're all here. Do you ever geek out when you see some of the celebrities that walk around?
Oh, for sure. But I have the, as nervous or as starstruck as I get, I still get to say hello, like, in the green room, and I get probably just as excited as the guests or the people that are attending, so.
Is anyone here in Portland that you're excited to meet that you haven't met yet?
That I haven't met yet? Because I've been doing so many Comic-Cons, I think I've already kind of met everyone that's here, at least at a previous one. So there's not anyone new, but recently when I did my first con with Henry Winkler, that was pretty cool. Obviously meeting, you know, Marvel and even DC folks, all the, you know, three Justice League members that I met at a previous convention as well. So yeah, it's always a good time here. I think I have a lot of fun doing these.
There's a good selection of DC and Marvel here this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else you want to plug real quick?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I think we pretty much covered it all. If you dig horror films, I produced a vampire movie called Living Among Us that was out in theaters in February, but you can catch it on streaming, on all streaming platforms and on DVD. And then outside of Handbook for Mortals and, like I said, Stealing Tom Nichols, I'm also producing a neo-noir drama called Adverse and a comedy called Bitcoin. So lots of fun stuff this year that'll come out next year.
Do you ever relax?
I mean, I do. I mean, I enjoy what I do, so it doesn't feel like work. I'm relaxed right now.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jeremiah.